Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. MOO, Moving Agriculture Forward, was the theme of a recent Ag Field Day at Argolite Elementary in Greenup County. Local Farm Bureau President Kenny Imel says it was a multi-group effort, but their mobile classroom, complete with an artificial but fully operational cow, was quite a hit.
We had an excellent turnout. We had 330 kids from the school, and then we've had about another 350 folks that come in from throughout the community and across the state to kick off the mobile classroom and the Ag Day at Argolite Elementary School.
Their mobile classroom can be adapted to any particular educational needs of students.
We had 15 different stations set up, and it was from the fiberglass cow that they got the milk up to tractors, hay rides. We talked about cotton. We even had some folks that was in 1800-1900 era clothing that showed how farming was done back then. So we had kind of a 100-year perspective all the way up to present day.
Extension played a major role, and local sponsors pitched in to some extent, just like with funding for the mobile classroom.
The first part of it was donated by a group here that was from an extension organization. They had sold plants back in the 70s and 80s, and they had some money in an account. Then Farm Bureau, and then we got a $10,000 matching grant from the Phase 1 tobacco money.
We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky. We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. And I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
All told, the cost of Greenup County Farm Bureau's mobile classroom, says Group President Kenny Imel, came to right at $30,000. But this is not just a one-event, over-and-done program.
This is going to be a 15, 20-year project, so we felt like that we could expend the money and be well worthwhile, because farmers are less than 2% of the population, and it's more than just the cows, the hay, and the corn and everything else that we do. We do a lot of other things, too.
He says they'll use a kid's favorite, pizza, as a theme, talking about the role of farmers in producing everything that goes in and on that tasty treat, building that farm-city connection.
Very much so, and that's what we've got to get back to. I mean, you know, it's got to be the farm-city connection, because we've got more folks living in the city than we do on the farm, and if we don't start teaching them at a young age, they really don't understand the concept of what the farmer does.
Greenup County's Kenny Imel. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.